This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. The Ball State community is finishing up its seventh week of the spring semester today, and it's been a week of plans revealed for commencement exercises in May, and for the likelihood of a return to largely in-person instruction for the fall semester. And another revelation to come here. Joining us for another Ball State pandemic update is University President Jeff Murrins. President Murrins, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you here. We have some fresh news about the university becoming a COVID-19 vaccination site. Would you tell us all about that, please?
We do. And as I've been sharing with you, we've been working very closely with the Delaware County Health Department, and we now have confirmation that we will, in fact, be a vaccine clinic, and that details about how that clinic will be operating. So beginning on March 17th, we will operate a vaccine clinic out of our health professions building 2 days a week, Wednesday and Friday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Our Ball State staff will be responsible for all of the staffing related to the clinic, including the individuals who will actually be administering the vaccine. We are essentially a vaccine clinic as an extension of the Delaware County Health Department. So we're doing it consistent with all of the state regulations and protocols and priorities. So we're looking forward to serving the community in this capacity. And we're receiving funding from a variety of sources, including a grant from the Ball Brothers Foundation, as well as the federal relief resources. So this is good news for us. Now, employees, Ball State employees, are also eligible for the vaccine if they're eligible under the state guidelines. Then when they sign up to get a location, they can select the Ball State site as where they would like to have the vaccine administered.
Who else would be eligible for a vaccine over at the health professions building? And if it's a townsperson, where would they park?
Well, so as you know, the parking is just to the east of the building. That parking lot will be available. And anybody in the community who is eligible under the state guidelines can select the Ball State site as the site for the clinic. So it is not reserved for our employees. It is an extension of the Delaware County Health Department. So it is open to the public.
So as we are following the Indiana Department of Health guidelines as to who can get the shot, and it's largely regulated by age right now, and then there are five other qualifying conditions if you're younger than 50 as we speak. That's where the threshold is right now. So the clinic would be operating under IDOH regulations in terms of eligibility for a vaccine.
That's correct.
Do you know anything about the vaccine that will be administered?
I believe it is the Moderna vaccine. And also, I'm pleased to say that our faculty and staff will be participating in administering the vaccine, and we're also under the supervision of the county and the state training our nursing students who will also then be trained to provide the vaccine as well under the supervision of our nursing faculty or another licensed nurse. So it will be an opportunity for our students to play a very hands-on role in helping us to defeat the pandemic here on campus and in our community.
Well, let's go next to commencement exercises. We have two sets of them, one for 2021 graduates and the other for 2020 graduates, as I understand it.
That's correct. So we sent out a message on Wednesday, just a couple of days ago, announcing the order of our commencement exercises. We're going to have for our 2021 graduates, the May 2021 graduates, we'll have a series of ceremonies on Friday, May 7th and Saturday, May 8th. The ceremony on Friday, May 7th is 7 o'clock in the evening, and it's for all of the candidates who are eligible to receive their doctoral degrees, master's degrees, or their specialist degrees. And then on Saturday, May 8th, we'll have four separate ceremonies organized by college for the candidates who are receiving their bachelor's or associate degrees. There'll be a ceremony at 8 a.m., one at noon, one at 4 p.m., and one at 8 p.m. There are a lot more details available on our commencement website, and we're asking the graduates who are going to participate to register. The ceremonies will be shorter. They'll all be held outside. Everyone participating in the ceremony, graduates and families and friends who are in attendance, everyone will have to maintain physical distancing and wearing masks. And of course, in order to accommodate the commencement exercises, we have to limit the number of tickets that we'll distribute to each of the graduates. But by doing that, we're able to have this ceremony safely outside.
What about the length of speeches? Might they be shorter out at Schumann Stadium?
I would imagine there will be fewer speeches and they will be much shorter. And I don't anticipate we'll get any complaints about that aspect of the ceremony. We really want to focus on conferring the degrees and focusing as appropriate on the celebration and success of our students. And then, as you mentioned a moment ago, we anticipate the next weekend on Saturday, May 15th, that we will have one or more similar ceremonies for all of the graduates from the May, July, and December 2020 graduates will be recognized at that ceremony. We're asking them to register as well.
Summer classes will be largely as we have classes right now, some in person, some high flex, some which is a combination of in person and online for those of you out in the greater community, and then all online. But come fall term, what will that look like?
Well, so as you suggest, in the summer term, it will the vast majority of the cases, this classes this summer will be online, but there will be a few on campus or high flex courses. But we anticipate for the fall semester that it will look much closer to what the fall of 2019 before the pandemic, what the fall of 2019 looked like. Yes, we will have a few more online courses than usual. Yes, we will have some high flex courses, but we will be much closer to near normal given the conditions that are prevailing now and assuming we stay on that trend.
Do you foresee mask wearing, distancing, and as we have right now in the classrooms, a cap on how many people can be in a shared space?
I think it's hard to predict in March what protocols will be necessary in August. I anticipate that some of those health and safety protocols will be necessary, but of course we will be following and abiding by whatever is the prevailing public health guidance at that time.
Well, thank you very much, President Jeff Mearns, for being with us again this week.
Thank you, Stan. Take care.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.